Good morning, Hepners, Hustle, listeners. We're back, again in the studio for another fantastic episode of The Hustle. On today's episode, weatherman Zenos is back to provide you all the help you need with your weather-based wardrobes. Roommate Ryan, not sure where he is yet, but he should be back to make his second semester debut with his gambling locks of the week for all you 21 and overs. And goaltender Parksy rolls back through the studio at the end of the hour to provide his hottest takes on just about anything. Today's guests are coming to us from the physical training department of San Diego State to tell us about their adventures in the field, physically and literally. And per the usual, Hepner's Hustle, well, it'll about to be streaming live on YouTube for a behind-the-scenes look at all the nonsense here in the studio. That is at Hepner's Hustle, KCR, on YouTube. It's all coming up today live on Hepner's Hustle. It's 10 a.m. It's Friday morning. It's The Hustle. Let's get crazy. We're back, folks. Zenos and Caitlin, why don't you guys check in?
What's going on, Hepner's Hustle? Zenos here, your favorite
weatherman. Yeesh.
There we go.
Good morning, everybody.
Caitlin's in. Caitlin and Josh are interns of SDSU. Should be on the way today, but That was not what I had on the schedule, but that's okay. Nonetheless,
we hustle nonetheless.
Yeah, we're hustling nonetheless. So we're gonna get set for today, folks. Welcome into Hebner's Hustle, Zenos. Welcome in. Welcome back, my friend. Does the AC work in here? Is what I want to know.
I know. It's a bit toasty.
It's a bit toasty in the stew today. There's usually grab that little that thing next to you and start punching buttons. There we go. All right, folks. Today's lineup show rundown for 2/24. Ryan is nowhere to be seen. Caitlin, do we have a lock on Ryan? That's a great question.
No, Caitlin might be. Caitlin,
do you have any, gambling locks of the week to fill in for Ryan?
No.
All right, then we got weather on the Mason, Zeno's weekly power rankings and jokes of the week. Tip of the day: traffic on state at 10:28. Our normal guests, the trainers of SDSU, are coming in at about halfway through the hour, and then hopefully Parksy rolls through at the end of the hour to provide his hottest takes on just about anything. But to get things going, I think we just got to talk about the week. Zeno's, how's your week, dude? Since the last time we talked.
It's been a long week. It's been a long week since I've been on Hebner's Hustle, and I miss the viewers, but we're back, and we're ready to make things happen in the studio.
That's what I'm saying. Caitlin, how was your week?
My week was really long, even though I only went to one class.
Sounds long.
You get a sad clap. You're going to one class. What class did you go to?
I went to my journalism class on Wednesday.
No geology?
Nope, not this week.
No rocks for jocks?
No rocks for jocks.
We gotta like turn this camera a little bit. It's just on Zenos right now. We'll fix that later. Yeah, week was kind of crazy. Little birthday week, birthday bender of sorts.
There's two birthdays this
two
week.
Two birthdays, yeah.
It's a pretty filled week.
It was a lot of birthday action. Yeesh. It was a lot of birthday action. But yeah, I mean, I think generally this week we got almost too much to talk about. I gotta start things off though. I went to ShakeSmart. And it sucked. It was actually terrible.
Really?
Yeah, it was actually like a birthday ShakeSmart trip.
Did Luke make it?
Shout out my parents for purchasing that for me. Luke did not make it. Dude, okay, no. Okay. It was actually terrible, bro.
Wow.
It was not good at all.
I don't think I've ever heard of bad
like,
ShakeSmart.
No, it was like extremely sugary. My stomach hurt after I drank it. I got like a, I don't even know what I got. The acai peanut butter shake, something like that.
I've only gotten the bowls. Their bowls are good.
Their bowls are good.
Yeah. Shrunk a bowl.
Did you know that ShakeSmart was made by SDSU students?
Really?
Yeah, like that whole company.
Locally founded?
Yeah, I know. We're kind of turning on them.
Yeah, I hate to be that guy, but it was not very good.
Friendly fire.
Elsewhere, SDSU ice hockey won a game this past
How
weekend.
Is that not the headline? That, How is that, that not could, the that first
yeah,
one?
Yeah, that could have been the headline. That definitely could have been the headline. All right, we're starting over the show. yeah, we pulled it off. We got it done.
Yeah.
Zenos
there were haters. There were some doubters.
They doubted us.
I mean.
They hated on us.
They can hate, but look.
But we got it done.
Pulled
them
out. Number yeah. one.
We did not end up last.
No, you guys were like 60-something, right?
69?
It wasn't 70, so.
That's what I'm saying.
We're there.
Aztec Lanes on my birthday. That was a lot of fun.
Top notch fun.
They play a lot of Travis Scott there. It's kind of lit.
You did like Travis Scott.
I was getting down and heavy bowling.
Yeah, it was good. It was good.
I've never bowled with Astroworld in the background, but I kind of want to do it again.
Would you recommend it?
I would totally.
It sounded good in there, dude. The vibe was good. I think it was kind of cosmic bowling, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to go get your special guest.
Who's the special guest?
Josh.
Oh, jeez. Okay. Josh is coming in as well.
Big Josher.
I think we'll be able to handle it.
Of course.
It's the hustle, bro. You got it all.
You gotta hustle.
Zeno, it's your secret bathroom. I made a visit to it.
Really?
It was kind of gross.
It was below expectations. Subpar?
It was below mid.
Wow.
As the kids would say these
below
days.
Below mid?
Yeah.
That's just bad. No, that just translates to bad.
There was some blood on the floor. I'm not sure if that was feminine hygiene stored of blood or maybe a rock'em sock'em nosebleed.
Someone might have ruined my favorite bathroom.
It was... word from the front line says we ended 66th.
Okay.
Not bad.
Hey.
Not bad.
What is there? 70 teams, right?
72, I think.
Whoa. Okay. We got a little wiggle room.
Better than 69th, I guess.
Yeah, dude.
What else do we got? Do you want to roll directly into weather on the Mesa while Josh is kind of getting set up?
Let's roll with the weather.
I think that's what I'm saying, dude. Oh, we gotta do some power rankings, but we'll come back to that.
Okay, we'll go to the rankings.
We'll come back to that. We're just going to jump, folks, right into Weather Mesa. Xenos, you are the designated weatherman this semester. Please help our listeners at home with the weather this week.
What is going on, Heppner's Hustle? Forget everything you thought you knew about the weather. The real forecast starts now.
Let's go.
A lot of wind and rain, ladies. A lot of winds and rain. So if you're a little bit unlucky, you might even catch some fire and ice in there. It's not looking like a pleasant week. I'm seeing very few suns. And that's no bueno here in San Diego. I'm also seeing low 40s, high 50s, maybe some 60s. That's not pool weather. That's not even hot tub weather, guys.
That's not
what are we doing?
That's not even the tub.
Why are we goofing off down here at 30 degrees latitude or whatever? It's
the tub couldn't even recover at 50 degrees.
It couldn't.
No. Well,
that will be your forecast of the week.
It?
Not a lot of good weather, guys. That's
your,
really what I have to say.
Your wardrobe suggestions.
That's really
what we come for.
All right. Let's see here.
I think everybody can read the weather.
If I were you guys, I would get Boston clogs. You know those Birkenstocks? Those are heat. Those are like, that's
cloggers?
A lock.
The cloggers.
You're guaranteed to get some attention.
Why are they called cloggers? That's what I want to know. Who started that name?
I'm the weatherman, bro. I don't know.
I ain't no encyclopedia.
I'd start off with a pair of those. Maybe some light wash denim. I'm a big fan of light wash. I think that could be the move, especially with the clogs. It's hard to just... It sucks to say just a shirt and a hoodie, but it's trash weather.
Sometimes you got
to
keep
the weather's kind of booty here,
guys. You
got to
keep it simple.
Yeah. I'd say just throw on a baggy hoodie. Maybe a beanie if you want to look like a skater, but I don't know. I just think that that's the fit for the week.
The KISS method. You ever heard of it? Keep it stupid. All right, Xenos. Thank you once again for your weather on the Mesa. Xenos, you're doing a great job so far this semester. Josh, welcome into the studio. Are you live? Is your microphone working?
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, welcome. Good morning, actually.
Good morning.
Sounds like.
You just woke up?
Yeah.
I may have married
off. How many minutes ago did you wake up?
15.
Oh, that's a quick turnaround.
That's a nice little morning run.
I don't even think I could do that.
That's pretty good. What's up? All right, we got the SDSU trainers coming in. You guys can grab a chair right there somewhere. What's up, guys? Josh and Caitlin are interns for SDSU. It's kind of like an SDSU hockey special at this point. Lady and gentlemen, tell us a little bit more about the season, how you guys kind of felt. We're kind of doing a wrap up at this point.
Go ahead.
I think Caitlin should start for that.
I think the season ended on a high, which was good.
That's what I'm saying.
Big
can't,
W.
Can't say anything less than that.
I know.
Cannot say anything less
than
that.
It's not a lot to say when you're just catching dubs.
No, it felt good to get that W too.
Yeah, that was a big one. That was a huge one. I think we needed that.
No, that was a morale booster to say the least.
Yeah, that's a good look for next year.
Josh.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
What do you got?
On the season?
Yeah.
It was a lot of fun. I mean, I didn't really know any of the team coming in, and everyone was very nice to me, so I really appreciate that, and I became great friends with the two other interns, so.
Sweet. Fun's what it's really all fun. About.
That is what it's all about. It's all about the office friendships.
It is.
Josh, are you a journalism major as well?
I am a journalism major.
Wrong sound effect.
Sorry. Hey, we never have homework, so.
You never have to go to class either.
You don't have to go to geology, apparently.
Don't have to.
No rocks or jocks. So. How's that going, Josh?
It's going pretty well. The classes are kind of booty, but
yeah,
it's a fun major.
You just don't like to write, or what do you not like?
No, I like to write. I just don't think the classes are very fun that they like.
What could be more fun about them?
If
you're a course coordinator for journalism.
The teacher could teach us things.
Teacher's probably a good start.
Yeah.
Show up on time.
And show up on
time.
I would show up
like
on
that.
Time.
Yeah.
Or they not show up. My teachers do that too. They'll show up like 5-10 minutes late.
No, like 15, 20.
50-minute lecture.
For 50?
Yeah.
For a 50 bomb?
And it's like a 10 or 15
wow.
minute
that's,
like
that's
late
a little
start.
Too
like, what are we even doing here?
No, that's a little ridiculous.
Just get me to teach the class. Marcus is in that class too. Just get us to teach it.
I thought Marcus is not a journalism. I thought he's like a.
He's journalism.
Wow.
Yeah. I've had class with him before.
What is this?
Master of all
to?
Trades. I didn't know that.
Master Jack of no trades. Jack of Jack. Put it that way. You catch my drift. Josh, what are your plans next?
Like for the rest of the year?
Sure.
What are you gonna do with all your free time?
Yeah,
I have
a lot of it now.
I have a freelance writing job with a. Team with a company covering the Sharks.
Whoa!
So really focus
really?
More on that.
You know that's the best NHL team.
Yeah.
Los Tiburones.
Los Tiburones. Greatest team of all time.
So what are you going to write about? Them losing all the time?
Or getting hard?
I get like...
You tanking. Got a lot of experience.
Yeah.
I
don't know. I can interview some of the players like via phone and stuff. So I've been doing that. Especially some of the prospects because...
You have their phone numbers?
I have a phone number of one of their... Or two of their prospects.
Can we call them right
we
now?
We cannot call them.
What?
I will release my credential.
I hear Timo Meyer is pretty cool.
Can you release
who you have? He's a fun guy.
I cannot do that
either. Can you
either.
Text them? Can you just drop them a text.
Just drop an emoji.
I cannot do that.
Ask if they're up. Caitlin, what's on deck for you?
I mean, I've applied to a lot of like summer internships and stuff, but... have only received rejections.
Journalism related?
Yeah.
Like what? Describe the last one you were rejected from.
The Padres.
Wow. They're not very good anyways.
Trash organization.
Baseball Schmags. She already took it.
Baseball Schmags stole your job.
If I rejected you because you're like
I don't know. I know she's working with SCSU baseball though.
Yeah, so. Shout out Baseball Megs.
One sport to the other.
Photographer should have been hockey Megs at that point.
Yeah, true. I think she looked better in an ice rink than the baseball stadium, but that's just me.
Josh, I also like it. Do you have pictures. Todd Marchand's number by chance? The director of player development.
I do not have his number.
Ex-coach of mine. Shout out Todd Marchand. We'll give him a little fight bell. He was a scrappy little guy.
Scrappy little guy?
Yeah, shout out Tim Marchand, my buddy. Might be pulling the trigger on his girl pretty soon here.
Whoa. Okay.
Is that breaking insider news?
It's getting close.
That's
no,
crazy.
It's not. Actually, I haven't talked to him in a while.
That's just rumors.
But the numbers are, he's trending.
The timeline's adding up. Yeah, he's on the up?
No, he's the up. Call him Target because he's on the up and up, bro. What else do you guys have? Josh, Caitlin, anything here? We still have a little bit of time.
This summer I'm gonna be working for a professional ultimate frisbee team.
Okay, whoa. Yeah. Well, how did we get on this? Because I'm actually.
Oh, I play club ultimate frisbee right now.
UF. Oh, so you're pretty tough with the disc.
Yeah.
Okay. All
right. And club sports are better than NCAA sports. Am I right?
That's what I'm saying, Josh.
It's just how it is.
Do you call it oof by chance?
I do not call it oof.
No.
We call it ultimate. That's what everyone calls it.
Ultimate.
Yeah.
That song. You guys just play that like 24/7?
Yeah, it's actually our hype up song.
I am the one, the only one.
That's crazy.
What do you guys play? The sports deck?
No, we have like the football practice fields. We're not good enough for the
sports
deck.
Wow, where's that? Where are those?
It's like behind the sports deck. Like behind the parking structure.
Like by the...
Down below Storm Hall?
No, like behind...
By the Aquaplex. Yeah,
okay.
Oh, by the Plex?
Interesting.
There's fields back there? Oh, yeah. Kind of buried back there.
Yeah.
They're not good fields.
No? Not good traction.
Oh, look at the battle scores.
You got a battle score.
Dang, dude.
Damn, that's actually bad.
Yeah.
You're a grinder.
I made the play, though.
Man.
Do you go hard to the paint? I don't really know how frisbee works.
You just, like, you can't run with the disc. You just throw it, and then the person catches it can't move. And so you have to, like, work your way down the field that way.
Do you ever go frolfing? Is that what it's called?
That is what it's called.
Frisbee golfing?
Yeah.
Frolfing? Wait, frisbee golf is kind of fun.
I'd be down for frisbee golf. Those things are heavy, too.
They are heavy.
If you dome somebody with that...
Now we're talking.
Can't even call four, call five at that point, bro.
I had a tragic incident when I was in seventh grade.
Oh, no.
Ultimate frisbee unit. All right, already some scary stuff. Some girl was trying to clamp me. She was trying to guard me, and I had the disc, right? And I'm doing my pivots. And I just do a complete 180, decide to reset the play. And I didn't know there was someone behind me, and I domed this girl, like from maybe a foot away. Disc right to the schnoz, dude.
Game over.
It was total accident.
Broken schnoz?
No broken schnoz, but.
You ever break your schnoz?
I actually haven't. I thought I did one time, though.
It's happened.
That was pretty crazy.
It's not fun. Anybody else?
No.
No. That's just an us problem.
My nose first.
No disc to the schnoz?
I keep my nose out of the dirty places, bro.
I prefer to keep my noses in there, actually.
Yeah, Caitlin, Josh, thank you guys. You guys can sit on the mics for a minute. I know we have our guests of the actual hour. We kind of had a mix up on the booking. I can't complain. You guys can stay on the mics, and then we're gonna drop you guys on at 30. At 30, yeah. Sound good? We got a few more things to roll through that you guys.
Can we talk about secret bathroom? Was nasty.
Yeah, secret bathroom.
I gave a bad recommendation. That's what it was.
Well, it had potential. I think we have to share it quietly. So if you go to like next to Chipotle in the student union, aka the Stewie, start saying the Stewie. It sounds pretty cool.
Trying to get it to stick.
Yeah.
What's the Eureka one?
Eureka bathroom?
No. Your nickname for Eureka.
The Reeker. Yeah, that bathroom is pretty gross. 247 study area. I went in there and it was kind of like a bomb shelter. That was the first time I'd been in there. That's kind of weird.
Wild.
But there's a BCB.
There is a BCB, but it was just like hot and gross in there. Like the coffee was just like making the place a sauna.
Man.
I think the real stuff that we had. Oh, I think we could talk about this for the rest of the five minutes we got. Weekly power rankings, kind of a news segment here. I think we're gonna drop down to number two. Top five places to eat on campus. We gotta discuss these. I think number one. I think I'm syncing with Reeker.
You're gonna go with Reeker?
Yeah, I'm gonna take the Reek.
I don't know, dude. That's living the high life. That's
not
a little
like
bougie.
A quick bite, though. That's
okay,
like,
well, yeah. I didn't specify a quick bite. It's anywhere on campus.
Okay, that's true.
It's hard not to say UTK, but I was a sleeper pick.
I was disappointed.
Was UTK just bad last
it was
year
bad.
For
no,
us
it was
or something?
Bad this year.
Oh, okay.
I was disappointed with UTK. Okay. Yeah. No, it was a letdown for sure.
What about Broken Yolk?
Broken Yolk's too bougie. That's a little too bougie.
That's
that gives me like hangover.
You said Eureka first overall.
Eureka's more bougie.
No. That's like what fine gentlemen eat.
Second overall pick. I'd like to take Rubio's.
Go ahead.
Rubio's is always good.
They don't think about Rubio's. Nobody thinks about it.
I like Rubio's. I ate that a lot last year.
I get my East and West mixed up. Parksy's coming at the end of the hour. Let's go.
Whoa.
We got a lot to talk about.
Golden Goose.
Yeah. Yeah, I think my other pick, I think it's Trujillo's.
Trujillo's?
Yeah.
No meal plan.
Yeah. I know. Does that count as on campus?
That's true.
Are we all Trujillo's over Poncho's people?
I've never been to Poncho's.
Well,
both are pretty gas, but I think Trujillo's.
Breaking news, Senior Poncho's may be sponsoring the radio, so we may be Poncho's fans.
Oh, I love Poncho's.
I love Poncho's.
Well, I've been saying since day one. Poncho's is the move.
You like Poncho's. It kind of gave me like a drained pool vibe where you could eat back there. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh my gosh. I know what you're talking about.
Tile?
It's the thing though. It's like you always see crazy things at Poncho's. Like there's always interesting people hanging around there.
What type of hour of the day?
I feel like there's always a fight breaking out in front of Poncho's.
Sometimes you just get front seats. You know what I mean? Window side, glass
I saw
side.
A girl at your heels one time, like down a thing of water, and then immediately puke into that same glass.
Oh, wow. It's kind of effective, actually.
Yeah, I mean, she caught it.
Keep
she
it clean.
Yeah, she kept it clean.
Yeah.
I've never seen that at Poncho's, personally.
Neither have I, I'll be honest with you.
You kind of beat you to your own schnaz, bro.
It's fair.
We need five places, though. I don't really know where we're at.
Let's say we've called like three.
I don't like Broken Yolk. I'm just going to debate.
Wow. Okay.
What's wrong with Broken Yolk?
It's just like, it gives me like bougie girl, like brunch hungover vibes.
Really?
It's good before a Dage.
Can't say I've ever been to one.
You guys want
to
hear something?
You've never been to a Dage?
I've been to a Dage.
I don't happen to be a girl, and I don't.
She's been to a Dage.
I've been to a Dage.
I need to get a text.
Let's just throw a Dage.
Yeah. I think Hawkey needs to.
You didn't get a text?
No.
No, dude. We send them.
Going to the techs, I think.
Techs are opening.
Tech party. You know, there's a tech party coming soon.
Have you been in the pool at the techs, either of you?
I have.
Are they scary?
I live in a Zapata Tech, very back. I mean, it has water. You swim in it. I wouldn't say it's scary.
Okay.
There's no sharks or anything.
Sounds no tip of
rice. But like, are they clean?
They're not warm. That's what they are. They're not warm.
They don't heat them.
Did you expect it to be heated?
A little bit.
But when it's like sunny outside, it's pretty nice.
That's true.
When the sun's out.
For housing,
yeah. And everyone hangs out.
Any last statements, Josh or Caitlin?
No.
I think I'm good. Oh, I would never end on a last statement like that. So I'll say, thank you for having me, gracious host.
That's what the hustle does.
I love to hear it.
You have a Hartford Whalers hat on?
I do.
Oh my goodness.
It's not too bad, right?
It's pretty sweet.
Shout out my Nina. It was a Christmas gift.
You can't really hate them. Like, they don't exist anymore.
They made them mall.
What are you hating on at that point? Okay, Caitlin, Josh, thank you guys so much. We got two more minutes until the scheduled guests come on. But next up, we got Traffic on State at 10:28 coming with you live from the Skycam. Today in the college area, Zeno's helped me out, dude. You're also on the Skycam. Can anyone hear the Skycam?
Looks like there's a little bit of traffic going on near Trujillo's.
Yeah, dude.
Getting some 10 a.m. business.
I think people heard about our potential sponsorship, and they might be checking that out.
It's only on the Trujillo side, not the Poncho's.
That is noticeable. Yeah, right there. That Arco. It's kind of a dicey Arco. I don't know if you've been in there.
That's a dicey place, man.
I'm not a fan of that. Elsewhere, down at Boulevard, once again, sketchy stuff must be going down because it looks to be a little bit of red. And then if you take the shortcut off College Ave, Acorn Street, you're in the green. So I don't know, Zenos, you don't really drive, but that's a nice little shortcut back there behind Vaughn's.
There's a lot of traffic at Bully right now, guys.
They might be going to Bully, actually.
They might still be there from Thursday.
They might be leaving right now from Thursday. Saturday night karaoke. And then if you're heading west on the 8, maybe you're going to SeaWorld. Going to see Shamu's, like, third cousin at this point. Everything's looking good.
A lot of Verde.
You're going to PD. PT. Call the PD, bro. If you're going to PB, I think everything should be good. And then, I don't really see much traffic today, Zenos, honestly.
Guys,
yeah,
go driving. You'll get places.
go out for a spin. Go out for a drive today. The roads are nice and clear. And I don't really have much else to add on that, Zenos. I mean, looks like there's a little bit of traffic down on Colwood, but that's honestly nothing new at this point.
Smooth shot to 5025.
It's always a smooth shot. I'm walking in. All right, folks, we're going to take a two-minute break as we get our guests set for the hour, the end of the hour. Once again, this is Hepner's Hustle, KCR. We'll be right back. Enjoyed a little bit of Mac DeMarco. Kind of my new favorite guy, Zenos. I don't know what the take is on Mac DeMarco.
Want to hear quick power rankings off the top of the dome?
You got 10 seconds, dude.
Gunna, Kendrick, Kid Cudi.
Wow.
Top three.
Oh! All right, folks. Well, we have our scheduled guests of the day, Josh and Caitlin. A little bit of a mix-up, but thank you guys nonetheless. we can rebook you guys for a true segment. We have the sports athletic trainers of SDSU. Lady and gentlemen, why don't you guys introduce yourselves, please, and thanks.
Hello, I'm Tomoki Hyodo. I'm from Japan. And then, I'm going to the Point Loma Nazarene University right now for the Masters of Athletic Training. Yeah, that's it.
Hello, my name is Kaylee Garcia, and I'm also in the Master's Athletic Training Program at Point Loma University. So,
you guys are kind of traders, if we're going to be honest.
Well, considering that we're working here for free, I would say, you know.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, you're splitting. Okay. It's a call to wash, I guess.
Split allegiance.
Master's Program, Point Loma. Point Loma's a nice school.
Yes. Yeah.
Tomo, and you're coming from Japan, is what you said.
Yep.
Just for this?
Yes. Okay. Yeah, like, I just came here, like, 7 months ago.
Yeah. What do you think of San Diego so far?
Actually, like, I've been to the Texas a couple years ago.
What city in Texas?
It's, like, close to the Dallas, but not okay. Dallas. Yeah. But, like, weather is much better than Texas.
Wow.
And then people also very kind in San Diego.
Not so much in Texas?
I mean, like, it was a countryside, so I don't see any, like, anybody out of the school, so I'm not sure.
Wow, just cows and sheep out there?
Yeah.
He worked with, you know Navarro? It's like, if you watch, the Netflix, like, cheer special or like,
Dallas Cowboys cheerleaders?
It's like a community college,
I'm not going to, I was not going to the Navarro, but I mean the Trinity Valley Community College, which is a cheers on Netflix, the second season. And
did
then
you star in this Netflix show?
Yeah, it's a couple
years
ago.
His hands are in it.
Yeah. And there then, like, okay. a Netflix.
Okay. Little hand model.
Netflix came to my school to take the videos. Uh-huh. Like, I was there for the athletic, student trainer. Uh-huh. So my hands should be on the Netflix. But okay. Because, right. like, when I taping for the cheerleaders, like, they take the movie, but, like, it wasn't on the
can
Netflix.
You hold up your hands to the camera, like, that way we can see? If you're
this
watching,
is better than Netflix.
Yeah, this is the real Netflix. You know
the song? Wow. San Diego's a long way from Japan.
Yeah.
That's great. So, Tomo and Kaylee.
Yes.
Kaylee, you are kind of a local, I believe, right?
Not really. So I come from a military family. Oh, so I moved like 11 times.
A military brat. Per
so you're like as basically. Not local as they come.
Definitely
it's
not
kind of
local.
Polar opposite,
but
what branch of the military?
Air Force.
Yeah, kind of spoiled, I would believe.
Oh, it was the best.
Yeah.
It was the best. My mom was a nurse, you know, medical field, so we had the easier side of it.
Okay.
It was nice.
And it was just your mom in the service or your dad as well?
So my dad was in it, but I think he got out very quickly. He enlisted like right out of high school.
Gotcha.
And then was in it, I think, until he got married to my mom, and then he got out.
Wow. So. Air Force, you said?
Yes.
You see Top Gun?
I have seen Top Gun, but that is the Navy.
Yeah, right.
Come pretty on, wild stuff. I saw some planes in that movie.
those marriage benefits are crazy. I knew some people in the Army. You gotta get married quick. You gotta soak up all the benefits you can. Tell us a little bit about athletic training, why you guys chose this route, why you got involved, that sort of deal.
So basically why I like began to become interested in it is I just grew up playing all kinds of sports. Just everywhere I've been, just sports has been a really big part of my life. And I kind of decided early on, like in high school, that I didn't really want to play in college. I kind of want to focus more on my studies instead and just kind of where I'm going to be after. Most importantly, how I'm going to make money. That was kind of my top priority. But in my high school, we didn't have an athletic trainer and a lot of people would get hurt. And so if something would happen, you'd just have to go to the hospital and it'd take them like 30 minutes to get there. And so if something really bad happened, thankfully nothing did. There was nobody there to like help. So that's kind of like the main reason why I chose.
Catch a plane to the hospital?
Basically.
Helicopter?
Wow. What sport would you have played in college?
Soccer. 1,000%, yeah.
Catch the chopper?
Kicking the ball around. I used to kick a ball back in the day.
Chopper, bro. And then Tomo, what got you involved?
I decided to be the athletic trainer, like, since when I was 10. Like, very little kids. And then reason why, like, I love sports, but, like, I don't have the skill for the sports. And I mean, you know, like.
You got the hands, apparently.
I was playing the baseball.
Yeah.
But, like, my brother much better than me, which means like I just disappointed myself, you know.
Shohei Ohtani's apprentice right here.
Maybe juggling. Did you ever take up juggling?
Yeah.
It's a hand sport.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, then, but I'm interested in the human movement too.
Okay.
So I just decided to be the athletic trainer. Yeah, it's already the 16 years being here.
Wow.
Yeah, jeez. Long way.
And 10 years old, journey. You decided that?
Yeah.
Wow. I was playing Lego Star Wars when I was 10.
Dude, I don't even know if I was around.
Yeah.
I was a youngling. I was probably racking up some Lego Star Wars.
Probably making some dough.
Yeah.
Hustling already.
Away from the trainer's table a little bit, what are you guys' top training stories? I'm sure you guys have a few of those. I'm sure you've seen a few things at this point.
Oh, not like too much, just because this is my like actual first year kind of like being like in athletic training, just because my undergrad, we didn't really do too much. But I would say the craziest thing that's happened to me was recently at a rugby game.
Those can get kind of gross.
Brutal.
Yeah, a girl went
down.
Women's
rugby?
Women's rugby.
They get down and dirty.
Yeesh. A girl went down, just they kind of got tangled up, tackled wrong, and had a C-spine injury.
Ooh.
So couldn't really move, talk, anything, and that was pretty scary. First actual 911, like, emergency situation that we kind of had to deal with.
Is she okay?
Whoa.
Yeah, she's fine.
So we can, like, kind of laugh about it now, or, like, smile about it? It's kind of...
Hopefully, we'll see.
Kind of, you made it.
Kind of a nervous mood change right there.
Yeah, she's doing great. She's been well, so that's kind of all that matters right now.
See you soon.
Doing great.
Okay. That's also like very huge stories, but like when I was at Texas a couple years ago, like I just helping the football team, and then
which team, the volleyball team,
the football?
Oh, football.
Yeah,
oh,
American
the
football.
Cowboys. Okay, yeah. I've heard of them.
Yeah, Cowboys. And then like, you know, like before the game, we have like a pre-game like stage, like, you know, some of the band playing the music, whatever, yeah. Right? And then it was very hot day. And then the one of the band, the like throw up on the field.
Oh, those things are heavy though.
And
they
then
carry.
And
is
then
the sousaphone, was it the big tuba guy?
Maybe.
I used to rock the tuba back in those.
Whoa!
Yeah. I didn't see him, but like referee like told us like, where's the athletic trainer, whatever, even the student trainer. And then I'm student trainer here. And then, oh, can you help?
You came and saved the day.
People kind of get aggressive looking for the trainer.
Slow-mo Baywatch moment. You're running over.
Well, this was different because he was asked to clean up the throw up. Yeah. Not actually help the person.
You were
which is not in our job description.
I mean,
like, you just made the B word.
Yeah, we want to focus on the game, but like, why before the game, you know?
Wow.
That's kind of gross.
Never tell you how to clean the toilets until you have to do it.
Life comes at you fast when you're scrubbing Johns.
So, I mean, like, athletic trainer have to do it not only for the athlete, but also everything in the field or, you know, yeah, everything.
Covers more than you might think.
Yeah.
If you're an aspiring athletic trainer.
If a fan got hurt or was having, like, some sort of issue, would that be you guys too?
Yeah, we have to.
Wow.
Jeez.
If, like, we're the only medical
what if
personnel
the, what if
on
it's
staff?
The opposing team?
Oh, yeah.
Can you still treat them?
Well, half the time they don't bring their own staff with them.
No. The opposing fans, like, if they go down.
Yeah.
What if they're really mean?
Yeah.
Sometimes they are.
We don't want
them. Sometimes they are.
We kind of want to eliminate the opposing fans anyways.
Well, technically, healthcare comes first. So saving lives, no matter who it is.
All right.
Sounds responsible.
Take the high road. Yeah. We're moving through this faster than we thought. How'd you guys get set up with SDSU?
Because
for all the listeners at home, Point Loma, the Nazareth?
Nazarene?
Yeah. Maserati, what'd you say? something like that, however you say that. It's a pretty nice school. Kind of in La Jolla, right?
It's in Point Loma.
Point Loma.
Point Loma.
Kind of close enough. Sounds about right to me. Yeah, that's pretty flippin' nice school.
We scouted them. We drafted them.
We kind of do absorb some Point Lomers. You guys come from over there. They just didn't have what you guys needed, or what's the deal?
So basically, our school is like, there's a lot of things that go into it. So basically, we have like two programs. We have like the undergrad 3+2 program, which I'm a part of.
Call
and then
five.
We have, Yes. And then we have like the normal masters, which is like you just get your undergrad in four. And then if you want to take gap years, you take gap years and then go back to school for two more years to get your masters. And through that, we are kind of forced to do clinicals. I wouldn't say forced because we should want to do clinicals, you know, health education, our learning, hands-on experience. But basically, I think just our school has a lot of partnerships with other schools in the area. And they just kind of set it up and they ask us which schools we're interested in going to. And then they set up interviews and we just interview for our positions.
And you guys should talk to Sarah and Rob.
So Kendall Butler is our like head preceptor. He's the one who kind of sets up everyone. And then even if SDSU students, like undergrads, want to go, he's the guy to talk to. And then Kendall we Butler. Got specifically placed with club sports. Yeah. So Rob and Sarah.
Kendall is a guy. Kendall's my sister. My sister's name's Kendall.
Really? Yeah.
Guys, I have some breaking news.
What do you guys
So doing? About 20 minutes ago, Nolan asked me to turn on the AC. And I think I literally, like, just found the fan button, like, now. I was like...
Better late than never.
Yeah. Better. It's about to get cool in here. About to turn to the tundra.
Chill out, bro. Chill out, dude. I don't know. Ranking your favorite sports you've worked with at SDSU. I don't even know how many. Have you guys just... You guys were just here last semester? You just started last semester?
No, just started, like, a month ago.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So hockey's got to be number one.
We know the answer at this point, yeah.
Yeah.
What do you think it is?
I'm guessing hockey.
Okay.
Struck down.
I would say hockey's definitely one.
Oh.
We're actually one of them. We're actually the first two students at our school to work hockey. So,
wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a pretty big accomplishment for us. But
did you get a plaque?
I wish.
Did they give you a trophy?
Yeah. Honestly, but I would say
hockey.
What
is Loma and why are we pointing at it? That's what I want to
know. I would say hockey is definitely one. I just think it's probably the most interesting of the sports that I've worked. I would say that, lacrosse, rugby.
Yeah.
Just like the three that you don't really see too often.
So those are the only three sports you've worked?
No, we've worked some others.
What'd you guys do?
Sometimes soccer.
Basketball, volleyball, you know, just the basics.
So they just roto you through everything?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. You got a good feel for things, huh?
Basically everything. And it's nice because SDSU has a lot of stuff, like crew and then, like, skiing, snowboarding, like, crazy stuff like that.
Skiing.
Yeah. Have you worked Ultimate Frisbee?
No, but we've definitely seen. We haven't yet.
I heard there's some gnarly...
It's not a high-priority sport.
Gnarly turf burns.
Yeah.
Gnarly turf burns are
out. You need an appointment for athletic training.
Really? Set him up. Get him in there.
He's going to put his modeling hands on you. So you've worked like all of them. Is that women's and men's?
The boss
most of the time, yeah.
What seems to be more gruesome?
Who gets hurt more?
Men's.
Yeah.
What kind of men's? 1,000%. Most of the people who are in the training room are men's rugby.
That's it? It's just rugby?
Basically. Rugby. It's basically.
I thought it was supposed to be like a safe sport. Like, I know that sounds counterintuitive. But
really?
I thought the point of like rugby with no gear was that it like makes it safer.
You see, when you have a lot of people who have never played before and so they're just recruiting everyone off the street, they don't really know the proper way to tackle.
So we could play rugby?
So yeah.
Yeah, if you want.
I'm signing up.
Let's do it.
I'm there.
It's on the whatever the SDSU rugby.
Hockey
Instagram.
X rugby.
That'd be pretty sweet.
So how long are you guys here for? What's the next steps? What happens next?
So, we're here at least, we know for sure, until the end of the semester. And then we start, like, clinical rotations in, like, hospitals. And then depending on fall, we have a lot of students who are, like, staying where they want. So, like, we have some people with, like, Loyal and Legion who are staying until the fall. But I was talking to Rob the other day, and I was pretty much just like, what if we wanted to stay? And he was like, just ask Kendall. Like, he'd love for you guys to stay. Yeah. We could probably put you, like, with a different team sport or do something else.
Did you guys get paid at that point?
No.
No.
We don't get paid until we pass our BOC.
I think
like that
it's included.
Our board of certification exam.
Yeah. It's included in tuition, I think.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think.
What is?
Like that payment
I believe
for pay for like clinical rotation.
So we're paying the school to work? They're not paying
us. Yeah, I mean, I'm not sure.
We don't get paid that tuition.
Wow. They're fleecing you.
Yeah, they really are. All right, well, thank you for sharing the interesting, potentially boring stuff. That was some pretty good stuff. No, that is what we like to hear at the Hustle. But as we progress things a little bit, we got about 10 minutes. We're going to jump right into the 1 second game show. This is kind of one of my favorites from the hour.
You guys want to come over?
Yeah, Josh and Kaylin can step in here.
All you have to do is just talk to the mic when you got your answer.
It's pretty simple. 1 second to answer the question. I'm just going to point all around the room. Whoever's answer ranks the highest on the board is the winner. You're going to hear that tone right there. And Parksy should be rolling in here in about 5 minutes. We're going to go to question one. Top tourist spot in SD.
Ice hockey.
Point Loma.
Balboa Park.
Alamo.
Sunset Cliffs.
Oh, I was going to say Sunset Cliffs. That's tough. Rubio's.
Okay. I think we'll take Sunset Cliffs.
Yay!
I think that one's Caitlin.
Oh, the USS Midway is nice.
Yeah, that's a cool spot. Yeah. That's a cool spot. Toma, what did you say?
Like, I don't know. I was so confused.
I like it.
Ice hockey, SDSU, the best.
Heck yeah. All right, question number two. Top things related to ice hockey, Zenos.
Ooh, hockey six.
Skates.
Puck.
Pads.
Pack.
Ice.
What?
Kaylin's just, yeah. Wow.
Ice? Why is ice the number one?
Why is skates above
That's puck? Crazy.
I don't know. We surveyed a lot of people.
The smelly gear is true though. It's
yeah. Tell me you were on the board. I'll give you that. I'll
you
give
calling us stanky?
A little bit. Yeah. Okay. Question number three, Josh. We're going with you first here. SDSU colors.
Red.
White.
Red.
Black.
Red and black, the color of Hepner's Hustle.
Hey, there we go. Red. Yeah.
Yeah. That's top two. I got top two.
That was top two, baby. Teal?
There's a lot of teal around campus.
Is that like the railings are teal? The red
pines. Oh, like the body of the school is teal.
Yeah, start to pick up on it. There's a lot of teal around.
In that case, green.
I know, it's teal. It's like my alma mater, San Diego High School.
Go Sharks.
I think that's it. Yep, even better. Our next segment, Tomo, you're going to love this one, my friend.
Yo, thank you, guys.
Yes, this is Skater Dates. As you guys may notice, there's a lot of skateboarders around campus.
Mm-hmm.
There's a large dating community around campus. We're in college. It's now or never at this point.
A lot of people know here.
So your question is to decipher between these not noted as men or women, and you're either going to skate away from them or you're going to date them.
Okay.
Person number one, nice, friendly, outgoing, but they always seem to be injured. The Band-Aid. There they are.
Would you date them or would you skate away from them?
Is that a red flag?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
You would date them?
Mm-mm. Yeah.
You would?
Yeah.
Okay. I would not.
Yo, do a kickflip!
You gotta elaborate a little bit.
Yeah.
On why I would not?
Yeah.
I don't know. It just takes me back to high school of like those people who wear like
the knee braces.
Yes, the knee braces over the jeggings. And you're just like, okay. That's just
a
kind of an
attention.
Yeah.
You would have to treat them too.
Yeah, I also like don't have to take care of somebody.
I would be like, go somewhere else. Don't come to me. I'm not taking care of you.
Okay, second person in. Awesome, great, but they can't take an angle to save their life. What's up with that?
that's a red flag.
Ankle brace maybe? Is that
Well, would you date somebody who doesn't know how to tape an ankle?
Oh, like me?
Yes.
Oh, this is me. Like, I am
never. You can't tape an ankle?
No, I mean, like, I have never done the ankle sprain before.
Oh.
Which means I don't need it, anything.
Oh, okay. They're perfect.
Okay.
I would.
I've lost my phone number. Can I have yours?
Next up, super cool person, great personality, but their coffee has more cream and sugar in it than it does actual coffee.
Yes.
Everyone can jump.
That's how I drink coffee.
Me too.
I always drink coffee. Yeah.
But it's like they're just drinking like sugar water at that point.
That's okay.
They're drinking like a bird feed sauce syrup. What's it called? Hummingbird feed? Something like that. Zenos, how much sugar's in that coffee right there?
It's literally just milk. Just coffee and milk.
A little leche?
We don't have money for creamer. Not
what
in the text.
Lactose milk, oat milk,
almond
milk.
2%. 2%.
Okay.
Are you vegetarian, Zenos?
No, I'm not, but honestly, for the sake of our world, I should be.
That's.
But then that eliminates Rubio's, ponchos, Trujillo's. It's just like.
See, I go vegetarian when I can, and then when it happens that I'm eating ponchos.
Okay.
Do it for the planet, bro.
We all end up at Ponchos.
That's what I'm saying. All roads lead to Ponchos.
Where the night takes you.
Last one. Great smile, nice eyes, but rides one of those super long longboards around campus.
Oh, I think it's a red flag. Guys,
yeah.
I think it's
a
red flag if you ride a canoe.
I don't know.
Can't kickflip those.
It's true.
Well, I can't ride one in general. I'm more of a rip sticker.
Oh,
so
I watched someone bomb a hill on a rip sticker, but like a massive hill, not the Storm Hall hill, like the one that goes past the parking structure, like super far downhill, almost behind school. If you don't know where I'm talking about, just know it's a huge hill.
And
this guy, he like flew by me. I had to do a double take, so I was like, he's on two wheels. Like, he's
what is he
doing? No, he was crazy.
Jeez.
He's the most talented person I think I've ever seen in my life.
Okay, so maybe keep the longboards away. All right, well, that was fun. Thank you, guys. We got about 4 minutes or so, 5 minutes or so. So I think we're going to jump into our most coveted segment here, and I've kind of tailored this to you guys a little bit. This is San Diego State Trivia. I know you guys are not the most familiar with the area. I guess, Kaylee, you probably should be at this point.
Why me? What?
Tomo.
Why not me?
Yeah,
I also went to high school in Japan, so...
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Did you actually?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, wow.
That's wild. Yeah.
Was that where
That's where I graduated from. Stationed?
Your parents were stationed there?
Yeah, we were there twice.
What city?
So we were in Misawa, which is northern Japan.
Tomo likes that.
And then we were also in Yokota, which is like Usa area. It's like 2 hours outside of Tokyo. Yeah.
Yep. Wow.
I wish we had more time to hear about that. okay, state your trivia is a little bit different. Question's going to come up on the board, and whoever answers the question first gets the points. A little warm up for you. What time does the 247 study area close in the library?
Midnight.
Wait. wrong answer.
Tomo, I'll give you this one. You can think about it.
Yeah. Never.
Come on, Tomo, do the math.
What?
No.
Do you know what 247 means?
Yeah. Always. Always.
Yes. Never closes. All right.
That's
that
so
guys,
nice.
Now that you guys are warmed up. All right, question number one.
That was just the warm up.
Never. Duh. Question number one. 7 marvelous questions today. We were going to have to go fast. The ARC, the fancy gym on campus, stands for what?
Oh, shoot.
The
I should know this.
Sports Recreation?
Athletic Recreation Center.
Almost.
Aztec Recreation Center.
Yeah, the Tech.
There it is. Aztec Recreation Center. Kaylee's up one so far. Aztec Recreation Center. Question number 2. The name of SDSU's new football stadium is...
Oh,
Snapdragon.
Yes.
Yeah. I knew he was going to know that one.
Say it with your chest.
A little bit. Question number 3. How many Starbucks locations are there on the SDSU campus?
3.
Yes.
Damn it.
Storm Hall, student you, Jack, in the crack. Parksy, welcome in. You're going to have to share Michael Zeno's. We don't have much time. Question number 4. The street that intersects Montezuma Avenue runs alongside Trujillo's and Senor Poncho's is... Come on, you guys drive here. You guys drive here.
Guys, I walk. I don't know.
What?
I walk around.
Main Street. I don't know.
55. No, 55. Yeah,
that's crazy. That's where I live.
That's actually decent, yeah.
That's like literally the street I live on.
I don't pay attention. I just drive.
We're going to wash this one.
Call a Jack?
Call a Jack.
I should guess.
Question number 6. SDC sits around indigenous land occupied by what kind of people?
Oh, these are my favorite type of
people. Yeah.
Is it the same people of Julian? Do you know who that is?
No, unfortunately not.
I don't know.
Got about 3.5 minutes left.
Indigenous tribe. I don't know. I have no idea.
I have no idea either.
I didn't even know.
Should I give a shout out to our wonderful Kumeyaay people?
Kumeyaay people.
In the lands we reside on?
Hello, heck yeah.
I don't know.
We're sorry.
Number 6. SeaWorld, San Diego is located north or south of the 8th freeway.
South. North.
What? For real?
Okay, final question for all the marbles, and if I have a sticker, I'll send you guys home with a sticker. Question number 7, the riddle returns. Welcome to the small little place where pizza pies are in your face. Just a short ways off of Interstate 5, this place makes a certain country's food quite fine. This is a location in San Diego.
Pizza Nova.
No. General area. I think Parksy's on to it.
You don't know?
Parksy's on to it. Parksy, get on the mic with Zenos, please.
I was just thinking of like the restaurant.
No, it's an area. It's a large area.
Barbell Park.
No, but...
Pickle Park.
No. You're close, though. You're actually very close.
You don't get it.
It's no.
It's Little Italy.
Little Italy.
Oh. Oh. Italy has little in the riddle.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That's an easy one.
There it is.
There
it
is.
Little Italy. That is it.
That
is it. Parksy, you guys stay on the mics. Parksy, you got 30 seconds to provide your hottest take on anything. Go.
Okay, so I just had this happen to me walking here. I had something else planned, but I'm going to go with this.
Okay.
When you're walking up a set of stairs,
yeah.
Okay, the right is for going up the stairs.
Yes, yes.
The left is for going down the stairs. Don't walk three abreast up both sides as slow as possible, because then I would have had more than 2 minutes to give my hot take, and I had a much better one prepared, far more controversial. But this one's fresh in my mind, and I'm irked about it.
You should just drop your hot take and then let it simmer.
Aaron Rodgers should not go to the Jets. That is a disaster waiting to happen. Everybody please stop talking about this. That is a terrible idea. And lock the NBA players out. There's my second hot take.
Have you talked to Aaron about that one?
No, I don't think anybody wants to talk to Aaron. He just went on a silent retreat. He lived in a cave for a week. I mean, this guy's nuts.
Oh, jeez.
Wow. That's a lot of heat in 1 minute right
there.
That was a fastball for sure.
That is a lot of heat. Well, Tomo, Kaylee, Josh, Caitlin, Parksy, Xenos, thank you guys all so much for coming on to another awesome episode of Hebner's Hustle. Hebner's Hustle is live 10 a.m. Fridays here on the KCR Radio Network. Kaylee, Tomo, anybody to shout out quickly?
Rob and Sarah and Kendall.
Shout out Rob and Sarah.
Our bosses.
Rob is the man.
Aunt Ronnie, you're the best.
Shout out to Ronnie. Shout out to my beautiful parents, my sister Kendall, for breaking the all-time scoring record for San Diego Sharks High School girls lacrosse.
Whoa.
Okay.
Let's get it. My sister Ellie, my boys Jacob and Britton for quite the night down here in San Diego. Aunt Ronnie, my beautiful Nina, my beautiful Tia Trolley. My grandmother, my grandfather, aka Pop Pop, and everybody else listening back at home. Hepner's Hustle will be back next Friday at 10 a.m. Have a fantastic Friday. Peace.